ചൈതന്യസമുദായ സ്വയം ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം. രാമചന്ദ്രൻ ലാഭജീവി തഥാപത ജീവസ്വപ്രതിജ്ഞാസനാർത്ഥദസ്തേഹ കർമ്മഭി. രാമചന്ദ്രപ്രീതിജ്ഞാസാർത്ഥദസ്തേഹകർമ്മഭി. വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ എൻക്വയറി? On what subject you will inquire?
The goal of life.
Tattva-jigyasa. Jiva-sa-tattva-jigyasa, nartha-dastya-kadana. Don't inquire about the comforts of the body, pleasure of the body, material enjoyment. Inquire about all this, not inquiries. How can I fulfill my desires, material desires? Very nice word, enjoy. Don't inquire about it. Kamasananda pitir. Lava jivita javata. Why shall I survive? For the purpose of my survival. That's the inquiry. Understand? For the purpose of my survival. Why survive? For the goal of my life. For the purpose of the rarely achieved human birth. Understand? For the supreme attainment, love. That's the inquiry. Jivasya, tattva jigyasa, anartha dasya karmani. This is inquiry about tattva. Do you understand? All your activities should center around this sattva-jigyasa. Understand? All your activities center around this sattva-jigyasa. Understand? When Sri Sanatana Goswami met Srimad Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami made Srimad Mahaprabhu Mahajana. He is Mahajana, do you understand? Mahajana jena gata tapantha. Mahajana have showed us the path. They have showed us the path. So we just follow their footprints, nothing else. What do you inquire from Mahaprabhu? Who am I? What's my real identification? Why have I been afflicted with three tapas? Adhyatmika, adhidaiviko, adhibhutiko. What shall I do? As a result, I'll get all auspiciousness. What is the goal of my life, or what is the purpose of my life? And what shall I do to achieve that purpose, to attain that goal? That's my duty. What I want to get? What do you want to get? What do I want to get? What's my necessity? What is the necessity? You understand? These are the inquiries. These are all inquiries. Tattva jigyasa. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darsina. Isn't it? Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darsina. Who can answer my questions, all these questions? Who knows correct answer, perfect answer?
Somebody
who has seen it. Yes. You understand? Jnanina tattvadarshina. He is the seer of the truth. Understand? What is truth? Agdo jnana tattva braji brajindra kumar. Agdo jnana tattva braji brajindra kumar. Absolute truth is Brajendra Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj in Brajbhumi. You understand? This is absolute truth. And who is seer of him? Understand? Who is seer? Seer of that truth and knower of the truth. That person only can answer my these questions perfectly. Otherwise, nobody can answer these questions. The one should meet such a person, Guru. Tad-vidhi-pranipātena pariprasneena sevaya. Upadikhyanti te jñānam jñānina tatadrasyana. One should meet such a Guru. Who is the seer of the truth, but the absolute truth, Nanda Nandan Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. Where is he available? Where is he available? What is that? Do you know him? You don't know him. So how can we get him? How can we get him? We don't know him. We have no knowledge about it. Isn't it? Have you any knowledge about it? We have no knowledge about it. We don't know him. Conditioned soul. Four defects we have. Ram Pramadhi Purisha Kanapato. Kanapato means defective senses. If you want to see, I will see with my eyes that I can accept, then you will be cheated. Understand? What you see, that's not correct. A defective senses. As you say, sitting in a fast-moving train, look at the tree standing beside there. What do you see?
Like the trees are running backwards.
Trees are very simple running backward. So is it correct? And you are sitting still, you are not running. You see this thing. So is it correct? You are running, the trees are standing, but you see the different thing. How do you think that I will see? You have defect. Defective senses. How can you see? How can we understand? How can we recognize?
Krishna
will send. Yeah, that's a fact. I don't know. You pray to Krishna. Krishna knows. You follow? Krishna knows. I don't know. Oh, Krishna, I am your servant, isn't it? You are my eternal master. I want to serve you. How can I serve you? Where you are, where am I? I'm rotting in this, and this willful of my idea, material world, isn't it? Where you are where, I am where, how can I serve you? Quite impossible on my part to serve you, isn't it? Who is there to help me to take to you? Then I'll serve you. That Guru, isn't it? Your dear devotee. Your devotee. You know him, I don't know him. Huh? You know. Who is dear to you? Who is your devotee? Huh? Isn't it? Who is your own man? You know. I don't know. So, please help me. Please help me. Huh? I need such your own man, your dear devotee. Then, if I get him, so, if I surrender unto him, if I render service to him, if he will be pleased, then he will take me. Huh? He will introduce me with you. Isn't it? He will introduce me with you. Huh? Isn't it? Otherwise, how can I be introduced with you? Huh? Follow. Huh? So, this is the only process. Completely depend on Krishna. Huh? Krishna Karunamaya. Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is Supreme Father. We are children. We have forgotten him. Huh? We are put here. We have been put here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. But Krishna always thinks of us. How? Our children will come to me. Huh? Understand? So he's always very merciful. If you cry before him, cry. You have to cry. Understand? Cry before him. Krishna, please help me. Please send your own men. One of your own men. You understand? Very dear. Who will help me to take you. Take me to you. Understand me? That is the arrangement Krishna will make. Understand? What is Krishna's arrangement? That is perfect arrangement. If you make your own arrangement, then effective arrangement. Completely depend on the mercy of Krishna. And should cry for it in your heart. Not that you'll sleep very deep, sound sleep, snoring. Yes, Krishna will send me. Krishna will send. No, Baba. You should feel restless. How can I get? How can, when I get the mercy of Krishna that I'll get his dear devotee, Guru. Understand? You should be always feeling restless. And crying in your heart. A fire will catch on your head. Can you sit still? Your head is cut up with fire. So, can you sit still? Run! Where is water? Where is water? You can sit still. Similarly, that condition. Similar condition, Oh Krishna, please, please, shower your mercy on me. Send your dear devotee to me. I am burning here in a frying pan. Material world, samsara dhavanalo, isn't it? Blazing fire, forest fire. Inside this samsara material world, that is a fire and a forest, bhavatami, It can't pass. Jada Bharat said to Raja Rahuvan, this is a forest, this material world. You are inside the forest, you cannot find out where is the way. This way, that way, that way. So many jungles, trees, thorns, tables, lions, ferocious animals, mountains, so many things. And builder, where, sometimes fire generates there, by friction of two pieces of wood, then there is big fire. Oh, or a burning. I am burning now. First fire. First fire has cut off your head. How can you sit still? All right. No. Where is water? You just run. Similarly, you have to run, you have to cry. And then Krishna can understand, yes, now he is crying for me. Krishna will make arrangement. Brahmanda Bhamite Kon, Bhagyavana Jiva, Guru Krishna, Krupa Te Pahai, Bhakti Ratavida. Undergoing many, many lakhs of Brahmandas, Bhagyavana. Bhagyavana, this word is very significant, Bhagyavana. Fortunate Jiva, by the mercy of Krishna, gets Guru, then by the mercy of Guru, gets Krishna. Guru Krishna Krupa, mercy of Krishna, mercy of Guru, Bija, seed, bhakti creeper will be available. So, according to Bhagya, Guru is available, isn't it? Unless good fortune, bad fortune. Saubhagya, Durubhagya. One was good fortune, he gets Krishna's mercy and gets Guru sent by Krishna. Understand? One was bad fortune. How can he get? And Krishna knows everything. Krishna is all-knowing person. Isn't it? Krishna is all-knowing person. Isn't it? Sarvajna. All-knowing. And he knows different persons are different taste. Temperament is not equal. Isn't it? Your taste is not same with his. And same with his. It's different. All different. Individuals differ. Isn't it? They differ. Krishna knows all these things. He is all-knowing. Different persons have different taste, different mentality. So, accordingly, that arrangement is made. Yes. Accordingly, arrangement is made. Understand? Yes. What type of guru he needs, shall I send him that type of guru? What type of guru he needs, send him that type of guru. Do you follow? Different, what type of guru Adikavi needs? Oh, I want this one lady to marry. That test he has, mentality he has. And Krishna knows all these things. Yes? Krishna knows all these things. Isn't it? Accordingly, arrangement will be made, Baba. Accordingly, That type of guru will be available. We'll make all these nice, yes, that's nice lady, all right, marry that guru's. That's not business of Guru Baba. They are Maya's business. The Krishna is all at Maya. You send a guru to him. You send a guru to him, Adikavi. So, he needs that. Understand? So, but those who are simple. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. It's all of time Vaishnava. They have no other desire in their heart. No, Krishna, I want to serve you only. I don't want anything. Niskapata sevaka. To serve Krishna without duplicity. Follow me? Serve Krishna without duplicity. Niskapata. Krishna, I don't want anything from you. Nandhanam, Nandhanam, Nasundarim Kapitamba, Jagadisha Kamaye, Mama Janmani, Janmani Swari, Bhotad Bhakti Rahit Gidvai. So Krishna, I don't want material wealth from you. I don't want material followers, jhana from you. Nasundarim Kapitamba, I don't want beautiful lady from you, woman from you. Do you understand? I don't want liberation from you. Janmani Janmanishwari Bhotar Bhakti. Life after life I only serve you. Render loving service unto you and give you all pleasure and happiness. I don't want anything from you. He's Niskapata Sevaka. He's a servant without duplicity. He is Bhagyavan. He is Bhagyavan. Do you understand? He is Bhagyavan. He is fortunate soul. Do you understand? And he is completely dependent on Supreme Lord Krishna. Completely dependent. He is simple-hearted. He is without duplicity. He don't want anything from Lord Krishna. Only wants to give all pleasure and happiness to Krishna. Nothing for him. Do you understand? Krishna becomes very much pleased with him. He is the really fortunate soul. Do you understand? Bhagyavana jiva. And Krishna, he gets the mercy of Krishna. Krishna becomes pleased. And Krishna himself appears as Guru before him. Understand? Nāyamātmā pravacana labhya no medhayāna bahuna asritena. Jamabhesa dhunate tena labhya tase sātmā vibhruvite tamaswāma. Katavani sat says this thing. Nāyamātmā pravacana labhya no medhayāna bahuna asritena. Jamabhesa dhunate tena labhya tase sātmā vibhruvite tamaswāma. How can you understand this? Paramātma tattva. Ātma tattva, paramātma tattva. No medhaya no huna sudena. You cannot understand this Atma Tattva or Paramatma Tattva by dint of your material scholarship, learning, merit, intelligence. Do you understand? No medhaya no huna sudena. You cannot understand this by hearing from many, many so-called orators. Karmis, jnanis, yogis, pandits. No. You understand? Yes. Very nice and very sweet to hear, very sweet to hear. Karna Rasayana, It's very sweet, speaks very sweet things, yes. It's very sweet to hear, So many persons are like that. Yes, you follow? Nama dhyana bhunasa, javavishanu te tena labhyas, tasi sātmā vibhunti tanasa, But as I say, is a niskopata sevaka, he has no duplicity in him, he is very simple-hearted person. Only he wants to serve Krishna. Nothing else for him. He never asks anything from Krishna for him. So then, how can I understand you, Krishna? How can I get you, Krishna? How can I serve you, Krishna? Do you understand? Only desire, nothing else. And Krishna, jamabhesa bhunte tena labhyas tase sātmā vibhruvite tamaswāma. One who is there in your heart, Paramātmā. Krishna is there in the heart, that's Paramātmā. He understands, he is crying for me. Then he appears as Guru, assuming a body. Tano, tano means body, vibhruvite tamaswāma. Do you understand? Is Bhagyavan jiva, fortunate jiva. Krishna himself appears as Guru before him, assuming a body. Do you follow? But those who are not simple-hearted, those who have crookedness, those who have some other desires, understand? Other desires, Krishna knows them. He has some other desire. Adikavi has some other desire. Bhakta Kaspar has some other desire. Yes, Krishna knows all these things very well. Do you understand? Then Krishna says, Maya, you send one guru. You send one guru to Kaspar, to this Adikavi, They are not simple-hearted, they are very crooked-hearted, they have what the desire. You understand? So Maya makes arrangement. Understand? Instead of getting a real teacher, you will get a cheater. Understand? Instead of getting a real teacher, you get a cheater. Teacher, cheater. Understand? Yes, alike. Yes. Oh, Bhagavat Maya. Bhagavat Maya. Sense Guru. But those are pure. Without duplicity, simple-hearted. They have no other desire. They're crying in their heart how to get Krishna, how to understand Him, serve Him. Krishna Himself appears before them as Guru. You understand? This is how you can get Guru. Understand? So, how can you get strength? Not physical strength, mental strength, spiritual strength. You understand? How can you get it? Vishwadas, how can you get it? Vishwadas jumping like monkeys from one branch to another branch.
I can't wait for Kaitan to come and hear you take him back to
No more jumping?
No. I jump from somewhere else to here. Very big leap. Many miles around.
Like Hanuman.
So
how can you get strength? Spiritual strength, not physical or mental strength. I'm not speaking of that. Yes?
By crying in the heart.
If you serve, you understand, Guru, with love, you understand, and affection, love and affection, serve Guru, understand, immense strength you will get. Immense strength. Guru Seva, Nam Seva. Service to Guru and service to Holy Name, if you can do, you get immense strength. Understand, Isvada? Yes. To whom does Krishna listen? One who says, O Krishna, I don't want anything from you. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam. Do you understand? I don't want anything for me, for my pleasure, happiness, anything from you. Do you understand? What is your will? I am completely dependent on your will. What is your will? What do you want from me? Do you understand? I am completely dependent on your will. What is your will? If it is very, very difficult on my part to fulfill that will, do you understand? Your will. Very, very difficult on my part. Still, I want that. And that is my happiness. Fulfill your will. You understand? Krishna listens to him. Listens to his prayers. Krishna is all auspicious. There is nothing inauspicious in his arrangements. Nothing in us in his arguments. But we cannot understand him. we are in bodily platform. We always want bodily comforts, enjoyment. What will be for our body? Very nice. Huh? Comfortable. Huh? Enjoying. That we want. Anything. Uncomfortable for body. Oh! Don't want it. Understand? The Krishna will never listen to you. From pure upna heart says, oh Krishna, I don't want anything from you. Deha sukha. Nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhano jano. One song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings like that. Prahutama padajugi inibedana. Nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhano jano. Lord, this is my fear at your lotus feet. I don't want deha sukha. I don't ask you for my bodily comfort, happiness, enjoyment. I don't ask for it. Deha sukha vidya dhano jana. I don't want ask you for material education and material wealth and jana. Follows the same prayer Mahaprabhu gave us. Nandhano, nandhano. Namagi. What is that? Prabhutava padajuge ehi nibedana. Nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhana. Nahi magi surgar mukhyo nahi magi. I don't ask you for heavenly enjoyment. Surga sukha. There is abundance of enjoyment there in heavenly planet. Demigods are having it. I don't want it. I am not asking for that. Mukhya, I also don't want to. Liberation, I am not asking for that. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana jana. Mukhya nahi magi. Swarga nahi magi. I don't want. All these things. Nija karma guna dose je je janma pai. Janami janami janatavo nam guna gai. I don't want that you destroy my karma phala. I don't want. I am not asking for that also. I have karmic reaction. I am not asking for that. Please destroy my karma phala, karmic reaction. I am not asking for that. According to my guna and karma, what I deserve to take birth, isn't it? If according to my karma I deserve to take birth as a worm, keto, yes, let me have it. Let me have it, you understand? But in that birth I want to serve you. Yes, understand me? That birth also I want to serve. Janami, janami, janatava nam guna gai. Whatever birth I deserve according to my guna, karma, let me have it. But in that birth I want to serve you. I want to sing your holy name. I want to serve you. You follow? This is what. Krishna listens to him. His prayer. Krishna listens to his prayer. Otherwise, Krishna will not listen. Krishna, give me a good wife, good wife. Good wife, good wife. Krishna, give me this, give me this, give me this. Krishna, give me this, jumping from one branch to another, bad strength, you saw that. Well, not listen to him. Krishna listens to such a person. Yes. Understand? But how can one understand the Supreme Lord? He said that, Bolo. How can one understand the Supreme Lord?
Bhakti. Devotional service.
You know what is devotional service? Huh? You have to hear Sravanam. You have to hear Bhagavad Katha, Bhagavan Katha, with unflinching faith, strong faith, from the lips of Sadguru, Sri Guru. Understand? Yes. Understand? You have to hear. You have to hear Bhagavan Katha, Bhagavad Katha, from the lips of Sri Guru with firm faith, unflinching faith. Surrendering completely at the lotus feet of Guru. You have to hear. No other way is there. No other way. You can understand Krishna. Understand? Ishwar Das. You don't know how to serve Krishna. Do you know how to serve Krishna? So?
Does that mean the embodiment? Does that mean the embodiment?
What?
Of someone in the present?
What's that?
He's saying you have to be physically present.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
This person is not imperson. Impersonal.
Can't just say, well, I'm reading books and
these books. Books says, accept Guru. Book says, Sastra says, then?
Yes.
So? Don't Sastra say so? You have to accept to go there, pranipada pariprasna seva, surrender, serve, inquire, from whom? From the book.
And if your guru leaves the planet before you attain friends, what is it to do?
Arre Baba, Guru makes all these arrangements. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Guru makes all arrangements. These arrangements are perfect arrangements. Follow? Yes. Who has taken responsibility. He has accepted you as a disciple, not rejected. He has responsibility. Guru's responsibility, Guru means heavy. Heavy, not light. Not laghu. Guru means heavy, not light. The opposite is laghu. Heavy responsibility. Guru's responsibility is heavy responsibility. Very heavy responsibility. Do you follow? Accepted the responsibility. He accepted the responsibility. Heavy responsibility. How to take you out from the fort of Maya. Durga Devi's Durga. Hello? You are imprisoned in the fort of Durga Devi. Maya, Durga Devi. Understand? What? The Guru has accepted that responsibility. Yes, I accept this responsibility. To take him out from the port of Durga Devi. It's a very heavy responsibility. Not easy thing, Baba. Yes. He knows his responsibility. He has taken up responsibility. It's up to him. Don't worry about it. You just serve Guru. You just completely surrender. Completely surrender. Yes. And firm faith. You should have firm faith. All please faith in Guru. And completely surrender. And listen what he says and follow it as it is. Don't twist. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. Don't concoct anything. Then everything is assured. Yes?
Yeah, like, for instance, my father initiated about 10,000 disciples. About 95% of them going to return on it. So, then my father will, what's going to be the situation of such people?
That says?
The father initiated about 10,000 disciples, and maybe 95% have gone now. So, what would be their destination?
Why they are gone?
No faith.
Yes, they have no faith.
No, not serving.
Yes.
No deliberation they added, so they're gone.
So? What I say?
So it's probably too responsible for them? Or
why? If you have no faith in Guru, why you'll be responsible for you? You have no faith in Guru. And they are not surrendered at all, Baba. They are great pretenders. They are pretenders. They pretend that we are surrendered. But they are not surrendered. Otherwise, why they will go?
So learning that unless you actually, even though you get initiation, unless you actually surrender, the guru will not take responsibility for you unless you actually surrender.
No. Why? You will not surrender. You have no faith in guru.
Huh? Only by formality.
Yes. You have no faith. You are not really surrendered. Huh? You are only pretended that I am surrendered. Huh? Do you follow? And Krishna knows everything, the Guru knows everything. He knows everything. Accordingly, as you sow, so you will reap. That is saying. As you sow, so you will reap. Understand? Yes?
So if Prabhupada knew that this would happen, why did he initiate
that? Huh? Hare Baba, he wants that thing. All right, take it. I want this thing, Father, I want this thing. That's a fire. No, I want. All right, take it. Huh? Understand what I answer? So? Huh? Father says, hey, that is fire. Don't touch it. But child, crying, I want. All right, take it, child. What do you do?
Huh? He's burned.
Huh? Let him be born, then will be taught. Yes, he's born now. Then will cry for help now. Understand? Bhakta Mark, yes. I said that. Hello, me? Yeah. So, this is needed. Without completely surrender, not partial, not conditional, not artificial surrender, Baba. Lot of feet of Guru, and hear from him, Bhagavad Katha, firm faith, unflinching faith, then you understand Bhagavan. Otherwise, no. What is most severe namaparath? Disobeying the order of spiritual master. Who disobeys? Who commits that aparath?
The one who has
no faith? Yes. One who, do you understand? Of this idea, this conception, this thought, oh, Krishna says, Acharyam mam vijaniyam nagamannis karichich. Huh? What do you say?
I wish you know the Acharya to be none different from myself.
Acharyam mam vijaniyam nagamannis karichich. Namartya buddhya suyata sarva deva maya guru. Understand? His guru, Acharya, he is as good as myself, Krishna says. Huh? Nam vijanyam. Don't think him as an ordinary mortal being. Don't namartya buddhyasuyat. Huh? You follow? Don't think him as an ordinary mortal being. He is as good as me. Huh? Acharya mam vijanyam nam manyat parichin. Namartya buddhyasuyat. Sarva deva maya guru. Huh? All demigods manifest in his person. Huh? This is Guru. Krishna says. But one thinks, how is it? He's not a mortal being. Krishna. I cannot see this thing. Yes. He feels hungry. Yes. He eats as I eat. He feels tired as I feel. He passes stool and urine as I do. Sometimes he falls sick as I do. How is it? Namaste buddhyasvayata. He is not a mortal being. I cannot see it. I cannot accept it. Some things like that. Most severe Mahaprabhu. He disobeys Guru's order. Understand? Yes. That we are asking. Prabhupada initiated thousands of people. They are gone. Why? They committed this aparadha. This aparadha. They don't follow Prabhupada's order. They are not understood Prabhupada. Not understood at all. Follow. They don't follow. Prabhupada said, transcendental nouns pure name. Don't commit offense. Are they doing? Follow regulative principles very strictly. Are they doing? They are all breaking all regulative principles. Not chanting insistent nouns. Then? So? How will it be? Because they are not accepted. They are not surrendered. This guru is not accepted. Guru are like that. Oh, is not like, is that like us. So we may break it. So. Oh, Koti Janama. Material world is a dangerous situation. Pade pade vipadam. If there is danger, So many material desires we have, unlimited, They are dragging us, pulling us, putting us in the dreadful ocean of material existence where we have been drowning. It's a dangerous situation. We have been put in very, very precarious, dangerous situation, Who is there? To save us, to protect us from this dangerous situation. Guru Pada Padvam, lotus feet of Guru. You understand? Nobody can save you. Nobody can save us from this precarious, dangerous situation. If you think that Guru as an ordinary human being, then you commit the most severe aparadha, nama aparadha. Understand? Yes. Then you can have faith in his words. You can surrender under him. He cannot surrender. He'll be a pretender. Understand? That is the reason. Understand? Isoda, that is the reason, nothing else. What is sannyas? What is that? Constantly engaged in bhajan, that is sannyas. Understand? To be constantly engaged in hari bhajan is sannyas. Understand? Day and night, 24 hours engaged in hari bhajan is sannyas. Understand? Yes. That is sannyas. Those who are devotees, their sannyas is for bhukti and mukti. Understand? Material enjoyment and material liberation. Their sannyas is for that. Bhukti and mukti. No material desire, no material enjoyment, no material liberation. Don't want. Bhavatar bhakti rahi tuhi tuhi. Life after life, only hetu ki bhakti. Another devotion I want, nothing else. That is sannyas. You follow? That is sannyas. They get the mercy of Bhakti Devi. They get the mercy of Bhakti Devi. Understand? Huh? Yes. What's that up? This vichar. How do you say in English vichar? Consideration. What sort of consideration shall we accept? Then everything will be auspicious for us. What Guru says? What Guru says? Huh? Guru says, whatever you see and find here, these are all permanently for Krishna's enjoyment. Huh? Isn't it? Whatever you see and find here, these are all permanently for Krishna's enjoyment. Not for yours. One who accepts this consideration, he gets all auspicious. Utilizes everything in Krishna's service. Do you understand? There will be no suffering for him. He has no independence at all. Once you surrender completely, your independence is gone. If you retain your independence, you are not surrender. You are pretender. Understand? Huh? Minute independence has been granted to you for this purpose, to surrender. That is the proper use of independence. You follow? Huh? Then once you surrender completely, independence is gone. You have no independence. Now you are in the hand of Guru. You understand? As it has no independence, in the hand of Rasikananda. This, that's, understand me? As he wants to use it, huh? Has it independence? Huh? Similarly, minor independence has been granted to you for surrender to Guru and Gauranga. That is the proper use of surrender. If you want, then you abuse. You abuse. Do you understand? Huh? Once you complete surrender, no more independence. Don't retain your independence. If you retain, then you are not surrender. You are just pretender. Only pretending. How can you get? Huh? Follow me. So, one who does so, no more, he never retains his independence, completely surrenders, and gives up all his crookedness, duplicity, with simple heart, simple mind, serves Guru and Gauranga, engages himself in Hari Bhajan, is guaranteed that in this life you will get Krishna. Guaranteed. Yes. Understand? Yes. Yes. But how many are doing? All are pretenders. All are pretenders. Guru knows it. All are pretenders. They are retaining their own independence. Yes, retaining their independence. Yes. Understand? Retaining their independence. They do as they like. They don't listen to Gurus. Only says, yes, 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 Guru Maharaj, yes, 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 I understand, I understand. All right. I'll do. But I am in a dangerous situation. So problem is there, monetary difficulties there, that difficulty there, family difficulty there. So many, I am trying to solve this, then I'll do. So, isn't it going on? Adikami. Huh? I am in monetary difficulty. I am trying to solve it. Yes, yes, this and that. So many things. Huh? Isn't it? Practical, this is practical. Yes. So how can you get, Baba? Guru orders nirbichara nigrahaniya. But Guru orders, immediately do it. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. We cite this example. Lord Ram and Lord Parashuram's example. They're Lord, Bhagavan, not ordinary human beings. He declared everything, Lord Ram would be king, just tomorrow morning. But within the night everything changed completely. And the day dawned, order came out, Lord Ram would go to forest for 14 years. Order came out, instead of sitting on the throne. Without any deliberation, Lord Ram accepted, yes. Accepted it. Why? Why shall I go to forest? This is my right, birthright, I say, in dunces. Immediately accepted order, yes. I'll go. And immediately started. Understand? Didn't deliver it. Had any deliberation to it. Immediately executed. Immediately. Parashuram. Bharat came. Bharat would be king. Order came. Bharat would be king. Ram will go to forest. Immediately he accepted. Ram went out. Immediately went out. Bharat came. Bharatha. Bharat said, no, how it is? He understood this is the conspiracy of his mother Kaikeyi. He understood it. This conspiracy, politics of his mother Kaikeyi. But angry with his mother. But I dear brother. No? Ajodhya belongs to Ram. Ram is the king. Only he can sit on the throne. I am his servant. Ram's servant. I am Ram's servant. How can I sit? The seat of my master? Cannot be. Cannot be. Hello? He understood everything. This is the politics of his mother. Conspiracy. So he went to Ram, staying nearby forest to bring him back. But Ram didn't return. Ram didn't return. But he said, Bharat, what is Gurujana's order? Just follow it as it is. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. That is good for you, good for me. Good for you and good for me. For 14 years I must live in forest. I am banished. Guru's order. However difficult it may be, I must carry it out. And for 14 years you have to rule. You have to rule. Yes. That's Guru's order. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. That's good for you and good for me. Understand? Just follow as it is. Then nothing to say. Bharata said, all right. I am your servant. I am your servant. Rajodhya belongs to you. And you can sit on the throne. I cannot. All right. I have to rule. All right. I'll rule. I will rule, I carry out that order. But must sit on the throne. I will rule as your servant, as your servant. As your servant, yes. You are my lord and master, and you order me, yes, rule. So I will rule. Huh? As your servant. But I cannot sit on the throne. For 14 years I will rule on behalf of you, as your servant. So, he took his Ram's wooden sandal, put on his head, Bharat, came and put the wooden sandal on the throne and declared, Ram is king. Ram is king. He put his sandal on the throne. He didn't sit. I am ruling in the absence of Ram for 14 years as his representative or servant. Nepala as his servant. I am carrying out the order. Follow? This is process. Jamadagni, father and Gurujan, Parshuram. You follow? Order. He has many sons, Jamadagni. Order. All his sons. Cut off the head of your mother Renuka. Everybody denied but Parshuram. How is it to cut off the head of her mother? Kill mother? Matruhatya. They deliberated. But Parshuram. All denied but Parshuram. Parshuram immediately chopped off the head. Mother with his axe. Parshu. Understand? Didn't deliver it. This is how to execute the order of the Guru. Follow me. Adikavi. Understand? Yes. So difficulty is there, problem is there now. This difficulty, this problem. I am in this condition. Oh, problem is everywhere. Every moment here, problem, material world, Baba. Isn't it? It's beset with problem. Beset with problem. Yes. How can you say no problem? Beset with problem. This material platform is such platform, nasty platform. Very nasty platform. Not at all fit place for any gentleman to live here. The words of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj. Understand? All the material problems are there. Body gives problem, situation gives problem, environment gives problem, so-called body relationships, they give problem. Problems from that side. So many problems. So? Maharaj, so much problem, problem, problem. I am trying to solve problem. Yeah. So, how can I? Understand me? Carry out, execute the order of Guru as it is. As it is. Understand as it is. Don't add any of your deliberation. That is what you should understand. Then you get the mercy. Guru and Gauranga. This is the vichar, consideration. So, I say, give up your independence, don't retain it, completely surrender unto Tattvadarshi Guru. You understand? Tattvadarshina, who has seen the truth, absolute truth, do you understand? And render service to him without duplicity. Without duplicity. Niskapata seva, I say, in one life, is guaranteed you get. Go back home, back to Godhead, get Krishna. Guaranteed. Huh? One who can show you Krishna. Yes. You follow? One who can show you Krishna, who has seen Krishna, absolute truth, who can show you, And if you can engage yourself in his service without duplicity, day and night, 24 hours, and hear Bhagavan Katha from him, you definitely get. Understand? Yes. This is the only consideration, vichar, no other vichar. No other vichar. Such a premi bhakta was bound up Krishna in his heart with the rope of love. Krishna de tomar Krishna dite paro. Tomara sokuti ache. Ami je kangal Krishna Krishna boli dhayanta upache pache. Isn't it? Narottam Das Thakur. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna belongs to you. Yes, you have bound up Krishna. Krishna belongs to you. Only you can give me Krishna. I am kangal. I am bereft of Krishna, kangal, pauper. Poor man runs behind a wealthy man. Give me osar, give me one penny, osar, give me one penny, osar, give me one penny. Isn't it? Similarly, I am kangal. I am bereft of being bereft of Krishna. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna belongs to you. Only you can give me Krishna, give me Krishna. Running behind him, not leaving. Is a leech-like tenacity, leech-like. Understand me? Leech. Leech-like tenacity. Understand my language? Have you seen leech? Yes. Not getting out, leech-like tenacity. Yeah, no, give me Krishna. All, not leaving. Leech-like tenacity. Yes. Understand me? Yes, that is needed. Then Sadhguru, shower his mercy on you. Because in their heart, Shyam Sundar is there in their heart. If you can get there, serve such a sadhu, get his mercy. Then he can transfer Krishna from his heart to your heart. Yes, he has Shakti. Hello? Ishvara Das understand? Yes. He can make Krishna appear in your heart. Yes, he can make Krishna appear in your heart. Krishna listens to him. Understand? Yes. Otherwise, how will it be?
I was going to ask a question. Regarding the orders of this spiritual master, we have many devotees who are initiated in the later days of Prabhupada, before he left the planet.
You asked that question.
No, this is a different question.
Answer.
Those devotees did not receive any specific order from Prabhupada except what they have in the desert son of water in his book. So how could they look after
Baba.
So Guru. How could they know
Guru gives general instruction to one and all, but there is specific instruction to individuals. Yes. You must ask her. You must ask for it. Yes. Isn't it? You must ask for it. How can I serve you? My Guru must ask Bhaktisiddhanta, how can I serve you? Bhaktisiddhanta Sarav, you must go to Western world, preach this science of Krishna consciousness in English. That's specific error. So? That means you are cheated. He wants to be cheated and you are cheated. Understand me, Sardar? You are cheated. You should ask that thing. Yes. How can I serve you? Please, instruct me. How can I serve you? What do you want from me? Yes. Isn't it? So, Then Guru will give specific answer. Instead, that is specific. A general instruction, one and all, general. Is one and all, who is not disciple, that instruction is for everybody, for the whole world.
The movement is so big, that
Are Baba, when you are a disciple, you have right. You have right. I am disciple. I am disciple. All right. Must approach Guru. Yes. Hey, Dandavat. Crores of Dandavat. Koti Dandavat karo. Crores of Dandavat. Not one, two. Please. What do you want from me? How can I serve you? What will please you? Please tell me. Yes. You must do that. If you want to, how can I be? That means you want to be cheated. You are easy-going person. Very easy-going person. Why shall I go and bring such danger for me? Away. You keep yourself away from him. Yes, no, instruction in books, says, all right, getting all right. You know, he's an easy-going person. Very easy-going person. Easy-going person. Tomar sevare dukkha hoye jato, seito parama sukha. Seva sukha dukkha parama sampada nasaye avidya dukkha. Do you understand? These are instructions. Tomar sevaya dukho hai dato, seito parama sukha. Seva sukha dukho, parama sampada nasaye. Avidya. Do you understand? Oh Lord, oh Guru, Gauranga, whatever distress comes, hardships comes, in serving, in your service, that distress, that hardships are my great pleasure. Parama sukha. Seva sukha dukha parama sampada. That my asset. Supreme asset. You understand? Nasaya avidya dukha. Then get mercy. Then my your all ignorance will despair. Your eye will be opened. There will be enlightenment, no darkness. You can see clearly. Understand? So, one who keeps himself away from Guru, I'll go near, then some hardship will come on my head. Easy-going person. Better remain away. Oh yes, books are there, all instructions are there in the book. And speaks will gives lecture, instruction, I get it. Easy-going person. Understand, Isarvas? I very clearly understand you. You are such type of person, easy-going person. Yes. Not prepared to undergo hardship. Yes, for the service of Guru and Gauranga. Then how will it be? How will it be? Bolo, You see, then Krishna Balaram. When Krishna Balaram were students in Sandipani Muni's ashram, the Supreme Lord, they have set up example. Once there was no fuel. Fuel means dry wood.
Firewood.
For cooking. There are no gas. Oh, gas is there. Cook. No. Firewood. So, wife of Sandipani Muni, Guru Mata said to the boys, no firewood. How cooking will be there? Go. Fetch wood. In the forest. But Krishna Balaram, taking axe in their hand, went out. Why? This service, Guru Seva. They are supreme personality, Godhead. Their will is supreme will. By their will, by the will of Supreme Lord, creation takes place. And annihilation takes place. By mere willing. If you would have willed, immediately truckloads of tons truckloads of 12 would have come there. What the necessity of going to the forest acts in the hand? Huh? On the path of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now this is Guru Seva. This is Guru Seva. You have to do it, and now it is needed. This time is needed. Yes, out of game, no fuel. Huh? No dry wood. Leave it. You follow? Then this wonderful incident took place. Black cloud came, very heavy storm came. Blowing torrential rain, whole land became inundated. That night, roaring thunder, lightning, very bad. There in the forest, two boys couldn't come back to the ashram. Supreme Personality of Godhead, couldn't come back to the ashram, to follow. Sandipani Muni couldn't sleep at night. Oh, two boys went there. Such bad night, torrential rain, so heavy storm. Nobody can go out, get out from house, open the door. Whole land was inundated. What happened there? Just thinking, sleepless night he spent. Krishna and Balaram standing beneath a tree. Krishna has this day dawned. Stopped, raining stopped. Sandipani Muni, early in the morning, went out to see. But he saw Krishna and Balaram standing beneath the tree, shivering. Such rainfall. As if metal body they have. They are metal body. Their body is not metal, but they are stitching us. You understand? Shivering, first, all night, raining, the problem. Such bodily pain, distress they got, isn't it? Our service of Guru. And Sandipani Muni embrace them. You are Sosisya, you are Sosisya, you are Sosisya. Sosisya. This body is very dear to everybody. Nobody wants to give pain, distress to the body. But you, sustenance, bodily, unhappiness, distress, for me, you are Sosisya. Understand, Sarva? Easy going. Keeps himself away. No, don't go near. Some heavy thing will come on my head. Understand? That is it. Sosisya. And Krishna says, Mahami jap rati bro, tapaso pasamay na va. Guru Sisu Sayadatha, he said. I become very much pleased with that person who serves Guru. With loving heart, love and affection, not caring for his discomfort, bodily pain, unhappiness, distress. Pure heart, this called Shiva. Very much pleased. I am not pleased with that. Maybe very strict brahmachari. Tapaso-pasamya. No. Not chitchaya. Maybe very strict brahmachari. Very strict following brahmachari life. Very strict sannyasi. Maybe very strict following sannyasa order. Very strict grihastha. I am not pleased with you. I am pleased with person who serves Guru. Loving heart, you understand? Not caring for his comfort, anything. Discomfort, you understand? Accepting all discomfort. We follow this. Bye-bye. Thank you.
So we either accept it or we just have to give it to
it? Huh? Well, we accept.
And if we don't, we will give.
Huh?
We don't bless it.
How can you stop? Say, so many problems. Maharaj, this problem is there. I cannot walk. I'm limping. And my body is giving so much problem. Yes, I have no money now. Monetary problem. Family problem. My wife gives problem. So much problems. You give so much excuses.
He came back to his machine. Hari Das Thakur, he was in prison, but he wasn't thinking about the community.
How can he do? Understand? Indanada, understand? I am doing rock and roll dance. Rock and roll dance. Thank you.